Chapter 2, The Loneliest Plastic Bag in the World. Today is the best day of Baggy's life. She doesn't know why yet, but she has an intuition. I think today's going to be different. I can just feel it, she tells herself. Baggy is traveling very fast on a Southern California freeway. She is riding on the hood of a pickup truck. She often travels this way. As a plastic bag with no feet, the best way to get around the city is to hop a ride on a passing car. She is currently traveling at 60 miles per hour. Baggy loves car rides. She loves the feel of the wind rushing past her face. Yes, she has a face. It's just that humans can't see it. She also has a heart. And today, her heart knows that something special is going to happen. Baggy's origin story. Baggy never had a home. She never had a family. She never belonged to any place. She was born in a factory, a huge factory. She was produced by a machine. In the same year she was made, there were billions of plastic bags exactly like her. She was not unique in any way. She had only one purpose, to be used once, just once, and discarded. The only meaning of her life was to hold trash and then be thrown away into a garbage dump, or to float out into the ocean, or to be burned in a fire. But something unusual happened with Baggy. When she was used to hold garbage for the first and last time in her brief life, the garbage put inside of her was a couple dozen wet books. The books were from a library that had suffered a flood, so most of the books were badly soaked and couldn't be used anymore. The books Baggy carried inside her were from the self-help section of the library, including books of inspirational quotes, chicken soup for the soul, motivational books, and several titles about how to get rich quick. When she and the books were dumped, the books fell out of her, and she was set free, caught by the wind and carried away from the garbage dump back towards the city. Luckily, she did not end up in a landfill. But somehow, she absorbed the energy from the books she carried inside her so briefly. She could feel thoughts forming inside her, and suddenly, she had the urge to speak. When she spoke the first words of her short life, she said, "Teamwork makes the dream work." She was surprised when the words came out of her. Then she tried speaking again. She said, "It's hard to beat a person who never gives up." She was amazed that suddenly she could speak, and with the words she now had, she could think for herself. She was no longer just one of a billion identical plastic bags. She had ideas. She had a sense of optimism. She had a sense of purpose. But she was terribly alone, because she was the only one of her kind in the whole world. She had no one to talk to about her thoughts and feelings. However, because of all the self-help books she read, she knew that things would get better sooner or later. Be the miracle. And just as the pickup truck she was riding on slows down for traffic, she sees something on the center divider of the freeway. It's a dog. The dog looks very scared and helpless. She is stuck in the middle of the freeway, too afraid to cross the freeway because of all the traffic. Just like the title of a wet book she once carried inside her, She knows this is the day for her to be the miracle the world needs. Baggy decides to be this helpless dog's miracle. She quickly jumps off the pickup truck and flies to the center divider. She lands about 20 feet from the dog.
"Hey, doggy!"
she shouts.
"Don't worry, I'm coming to save you. Just stay right there."
The dog's name is Rosie, and she is going to be rescued by an optimistic plastic bag.